Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or curdled in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles, California, on Tuesday, January 24th, Two Oceans 12. It finally happened. Can we get a little more heat on this mic, maybe? It finally happened. I got back from the Weezer Cruise yesterday, and you can hear the Doug Loves Movies that we taped on the Weezer Cruise. Now, I wrote down now or soon, but I verified for myself that it's already on iTunes in the comedy podcast section. Four freezies, bonus ep. Not only did the Weezer Cruise happen since I last spoke, you listened. I also did a show at the Miami Improv with Graham Elwood, and I gotta say, not a lot of name tags. Come on, South Florida, get it together. I'll be back, we'll try it again sometime. And I'd also like to thank all six people who, when signing up for the Weezer Cruise, listed Doug Loves Movies as the number one reason they went on the cruise. Yeah, take that, Weezer. All right, so this is the last time I'll mention the WeezerCruise.com. Until the next one! Yeah, I hope they do it again. I wanna go back. I wanna go back. I don't know how I got off the track. Okay, one more thing about Weezer. Probably several things about Weezer, but this is the first one more thing. For those who are wondering, the movies that I had loaded up and have been playing for months in the Leonard Maltin game, where the category was Weezer on the soundtrack, people have asked me, well, what movies were going to be in the game if they picked it? And the answers were Accepted, with I believe Justin Long was in that, Out Cold, starring Zach Galifianakis, and a Shrek movie. I think it was Shrek Forever After. And in the category movies where Shirley MacLaine plays a character named Weezer, the movie was Steel Magnolias. Get Shelby some juice! Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country is Underworld, Awakening, and Baconing. The fourth in a series I stopped watching halfway through the first one. And the number two movie is Red Tails, which doesn't have Kate Beckinsale in it. So see Underworld and not Red Tails. This has been Watch This, Not That. Woo! Yeah. Nailage. Oscar nominations came out today, and no go for 50-50, win-win, or young adult. So all those were disappointing. But The one Oscar snubbing I approved of is now I don't have to see J. Edgar since it didn't get nominated. Since Leo didn't get nominated, I don't have to sit through that shit. But on the other hand, now I have to watch Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, War Horse, and Tree of Life. Win, lose, I say. I mean, I've been saying to friends of mine that love Tree of Life, I've been saying for, you know, months and months that I'm going to see it, but now I kind of want to see it in a movie theater because I, you know, I sleep better in a theater than I do at home. Oh, I cracked myself up with that one. All right, let's take a little gander into the prize bag here, see what's going on with the prize bag. We got the prize bag, of course, is a bag that says Weezer Cruise on it. It's a pretty nice item. I like it. It's not something I would, you know, carry around because it's kind of more of a girlish kind of item. But let's see. We got. I still have a Weezer T-shirt left over that I'd like to give away. And also there's a Weezer wristband from the, what are those rubber wristbands called? Do they have a name for them? Like, not friendship, but you know, bracelet. Yeah, let's call it a bracelet. So one of those rubber bracelets, you know, some of them say live stoned or live cancer free or whatever. And then, of course, a copy of Doug Benson, Professional Humoridian. And then I'll show you guys, I'll talk about these items when I get them out here. I mean, when I get the guests out here, but I'll show you one of them to get a reaction from the crowd. There's there's one of the items that you can win tonight. And so let's get these three dudes out here. Please welcome to the stage, you guys, Paul F. Tompkins, Andrew Lloyd Webber, and Gary Marshall. Hi, Doug.
Doug Grit, hello. It's a pleasure to see you once again. Hey, what's going on?
I can't believe it.
Listen. You're Doug?
That's right, Mr. Marshall.
Okay. So my grandson says to me, listen, Poppy, before you go on the show, you better listen to it once. There's games that they play. There's things that they do. You got to know what's going on because you don't want to look stupid on the podcast.
And so then what did you decide to do?
I listen to this thing. I don't want to look stupid. I know that he's young and he likes you and whatever. So I listen to this thing. I listen start to finish. At the end of the episode, I hear you say, as always, Gary Marshall is a shithead. I'm already booked to do the show. Why are you calling me a shithead on this podcast?
Well, you'll see at the end of the show tonight.
Very rude, Duggery.
Stay out of this, Sir
Very
Andrew.
Very rude. Thank you, Lord Webber. Also on my naming card, it says Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber. That's quite a while ago, dearie. I'm Lord now.
Oh,
it's true.
I apologize.
It's true.
Well, Paul always does a little research on the other guests before he comes in.
I always do a little research.
As little as possible, like overhearing.
Little research is a dangerous thing. Is this what it is? This is the show?
Yes, Mr. Marshall, or Gary.
Please, call me Gary.
Gary.
Please. Please call me Lord Webber.
Okay,
hang on. Gary.
Let me change it on the sign so that I...
I do appreciate that.
I'll remember.
Oh, you'll remember to change it later? After the show is over? Well, I do thank you.
When I get home, I'll write
thoughtfulness
down.
Thoughtfulness after the fact.
Sir Andrew.
Now, what did we just discuss?
Lord, please get me through this. Other Lord, I have a question for you. I don't think we've ever called you a shithead on the show, so...
I should hope not!
But
why ever would you?
I also assume you've never listened to the show.
Never.
That's about right. Well, we at the end of the show...
I've just discovered the DVR. I'm a little behind on my technology. You can pause live television, Duggery. Did you realize?
I have realized that, and it's Sir Duggery.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have you bested a dragon recently?
Yes, did.
This is really the show? It's just this.
Well, we'll talk about movies a little bit.
I hope so. It's the day, the title is Doug Loves Movies, not Doug Loves Dicking Around for a half hour, and then there's a little movie chat jammed in there at the end. Although you might want to consider renaming it.
That is a good name for it. But the shitheads thing, Mr. Marshall, is...
Please, call me gay.
The shithead thing is just, it's just a fun thing where the person can write down anybody. They probably just had some problem with you that you know, I don't, or maybe they didn't have a problem with you. It might have just been a funny lark for them to call
you.
Yeah,
some people do it as a goof. I actually tried to explain this to you backstage.
Why am I listening to you all of a sudden? I'm back there with a lord of the British Empire and this guy. Who you think I'm going to listen to? Why should I listen to you?
Well, it's nice to meet you. I was just trying to be helpful.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I wish all my guests would help out backstage and
Wouldn't
explain
nice?
How the games are played to the Michael Rookers and the...
Well...
Is that really
good? It's really not going to change anything. That's what I keep trying to explain to people that listen to the podcast. They're like, why can't they know how it works ahead of time?
Perhaps you should have less stupid people on your show.
Here we go, Lord.
Now, as a first-time listener, perhaps that's unkind of me to say. I'm just assuming you have all sorts of stupid people on the show.
You're a first-time listener right now as we're doing it?
This is the first time. And, Dagori, I'll be honest, I haven't been listening this whole time either.
He's got one earbud in. I don't know if you can see that.
Just listening to Sarah Brightman.
How dare you?
So let me ask you this, Lord. What's your favorite musical that you did not write?
I say, that's a wonderful question.
Isn't it fun?
No one asks me that. They just ask me my favorite of my own musicals. And of course I say, can you choose a favorite child? And my favorite, of course, is Starlight Express of my own work.
And that's what you brought to give away tonight.
Yes, a signed copy.
Somebody will win a signed copy.
This is out of print.
Do you write death to infidels on everything?
Yes, that is my signature catching phrase. Death to infidels.
I like it.
I for a while, I favored a Six Semper Tyrannis, but someone told me it was taken. My favorite musical that I have not written,
yes,
is Meredith Wilson's The Musical Man.
Oh, that is a nice one.
Yes. It's all about your quaint American Iowa, or Iowa, as they are fond of saying, and wonderful old-fashioned way of life around the turning of the last century and people enjoying their phosphates and their gigantic wheeled bicycles.
Have you seen that one, Gary?
Ain't that a horrible... What? Everybody's seen The Music Man. It's 100 years old. We've seen it. I saw it in the theater when I was a young guy. I had a crush. You know who I had a crush on was that Mrs. Partridge. What's her name?
Shirley Jones.
Shirley Jones. That's right. But she married Marty Ingalls, so it was not to be. Thank you, Gary. No one cares.
But Gary brought a copy of one of my favorite Gary Marshall films.
That's right.
He brought The Other Sister.
The Other Sister! I almost brought an advanced DVD or Blu-ray, whatever is the best one, I don't know, of the, I got a guy who sets it up and then I watch it. That's all I do. I watch. I don't set up. So I was going to bring my latest picture, New Year's Eve, but everybody had a chance to see it in the theaters and they seemed to have better things to do. So why should I make it easy for some of these people to see it at home when you had all the time in the world to see it in the movie theater? And no Oscars for New Year's Eve. Ew, not a single one.
What's with that snubbage?
Boy, maybe there was some below the line ones. I don't pay attention to that stuff so much. Editing, there was a lot of scenes in it. Maybe not even editing.
Not even best song over the end titles.
Well, that's absurd. What song do we have? Seal or somebody?
I think so.
It's popular. People like him.
I want to know, Gary, if you had anything to do with the catchphrase.
Please call me Mr. Marshall for just a couple seconds, and then next time you call me Mr. Marshall, I'll say call me Gary.
Okay. The other sister, of course, is about a young mentally handicapped couple, or two young people that are mentally handicapped. They want to be together. The parents don't know if it's the right thing to let them be together.
That's right.
And with that in mind, why does the front of the DVD box just say a romantic comedy about letting go?
When you boil it down to its component parts, it's really the story is a love story. There's some fun in there. That's why it's a romantic comedy. And the letting go is, let's let go of the idea that this is about mentally handicapped people, and maybe we'll all have a good time. That's why it was important to me to show Juliette Lewis doing crunches in the movie. I thought people are going to say, how come this mentally challenged girl, she's so fit and healthy? And I'm like, honey, you got to do some crunches.
Some of them work out. Some of them work out.
We don't say explicitly what a thing is. You know, it could be anything. It's like an extremely up close and loud and incredible. The kid in that movie, they don't say where he is on the spectrum. He's just a kid. He's got something. He likes to make noise, and also he's scared of the subway. So you get away with a lot. You can just invent sort of obsessions for him as you go along. Why did we just listen to all of that? You could have interrupted him so many times. I'm too Britishly polite to do so.
I was enjoying it. And pulling out the Paul F. Tompkins, you should have told
That's
me
right.
that he brought.
It's yes, indeed.
His first stand-up DVD.
That's true.
That's available. It's got deleted scenes.
It does have deleted scenes.
Does anybody watch those and go, that should have stayed in? What were you thinking?
Well, I don't know. So far, no one has confronted me about them. But it does have something. The thing I'm most proud of in the extra features is the Spanish language track, which is me doing, I just watched it all in one take, and I did just a Spanish accent as if I was a different person. And it's none of the material. It's just me sort of narrating what I'm looking at. I think a lot of people don't realize that's what it is. I had a guy write to me on Twitter and said, I just thought it was somebody who overdubbed your act in Spanish. Why would I put that on there?
You've got a big following of people who don't speak the language.
Yeah, I'm like Morrissey. I have a gigantic Latino following. Because people relate to the emotion of my act.
Are we all down the filthy business of plucking our various endeavors?
Yes, we're done with that.
I just want to say, New Year's Eve, it'll be out on DVD and Blu-ray soon.
Eventually.
It wouldn't kill
you. There's no stopping it.
Look, I don't like that tone at all.
No, it's a process. No movies don't come out on DVD. I did not.
Now, why did you see
it? I wasn't ready to celebrate New Year's Eve 2 weeks prior. When it opened in mid-December.
What were you doing?
This would be the movie to see the weekend of New Year's Eve.
So why didn't you see it then?
And by then, Dragon Tattoo was out.
Come on, you want to see that movie? You know how many rapes were in my movie? Zero. Nobody had a bunch some metal in their face. They were attractive people falling in love.
You're trying to tell me that Lea Michele and Ashton Kutcher are trapped in an elevator the whole movie and he doesn't force himself on her?
No! It's cannibalism. That's the twist. They think they're trapped in there long enough that they're gonna have to eat each other. This movie is worth seeing, don't you understand? There's a lot of twists and turns in it.
Speaking of turns, can someone turn Mr. Marshall's microphone off?
I liked you for 2 seconds, and now I'm against you.
Fair enough.
Well, you know, you've all been on Comedy Bang Bang, and they have an open door policy over here, but I try to keep the door as closed as possible, but this combination was irresistible to me, so...
How did you
thank
make this
you
happen,
for,
by the way?
Well, I... You get the strangest calls from people, like, Mr. Marshall, your publicist is terrible, because...
It's my grandson!
Because
never do business with family. This is what I'm learning. Except my sister, Penny Marshall, who, of course, has been wonderful. She played Laverne.
That's right. And let me say this to you.
Please.
Recently, I was having a discussion with someone, and the subject of bridesmaids came up, and how bridesmaids, oh, finally, you know, proof that women can be funny and have a big hit, and everybody loves it. More stuff from women from now on. What the fuck was Laverne and Shirley all those years ago?
Oh,
two women,
that's
huge
right.
hit.
That's right. These were two women being hilarious. They were even funnier than their next door neighbors, who were two mentally challenged guys who didn't know about boundaries.
All Lenny and Squiggy knew about was letting go.
That's right.
That's all they had.
Now what's this Laverne or Shirley?
I wish it was called that.
That would be an interesting
Lord.
It's Laverne. It's Laverne and Shirley. Lloyd Webber.
Who cares? Why are you speaking to me?
Paul, you know, he's been on the show a lot. He could jump in and help host.
I didn't realize the etiquette. I do apologize.
Apology accepted.
Did we talk to all of you about movies?
Yes.
Do we ask Paul F. Tompkins anything about movies?
No, and I hope you don't.
All right, let's play some games.
Oh, every time.
Let's do it. Build a title, low stakes.
Oh, my favorite.
Winner gets to go first in the Leonard Maltin game, though.
I think the stakes are higher in build a title because this is how you know who is smart and who is dumb. Because Leonard Maltin, it's about remembering things, right? And there's some strategy
specific
involved.
Specific trivia.
Yeah, specific trivia. Build a title is, do you know some words?
Well, you can't, you know, pull a Graham Elwood and just make up titles, though. We like, you have to know.
I love Graham Elwood. Will he be on this program?
No!
Oh, he's the most delightful comedian.
How are you aware of Graham Elwood?
Well, everyone should be aware of him.
He makes a new musical that's all whistling?
Have we talked about this?
No, we haven't.
Inspired by the comedy, in quotations, of course, of Mr. Graham Elwood. I'm creating a musical. It's called The Noisemaker. It's all about a mentally challenged fellow. Hey, come on. Now you're working my side of the street. Take it easy. This mentally challenged fellow is not from 1960s Milwaukee. All right, go ahead. He whistles and hoots and hollers, stamps his feet, knocks things over. For 3 hours, no intermission.
At Jacqueline Turner on Twitter suggested the following title to start off build a title, and we'll start with you, Sir Paul F. Tompkins. And then then we'll go up to Lord.
Not funny.
And then we'll go up to the greatest director of all time.
I hope you mean me. And it's not like somebody's going to bust in Lenny and Squiggy style with a hello and it's Lars von Trier or something.
I love Flamingo Kid.
It's good. Right? It's a good movie.
Yes, it is.
People forget. Why is it that I make these movies? They do well. They're well regarded. People forget they happened. Why does that happen, Doug?
Your scene in Lost in America, the Mel Albert Brooks movie, is probably possibly one of the funniest scenes in motion picture cinema history.
Do you know what makes it?
What?
I say Santa Claus instead of Santa Claus. It's the details, Doug. It's the details.
That's right. You got the details down cold. As soon as you get the rest of it, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, thanks for explaining it.
The title is The Science of Sleep. Start with Paul. Need something that ends in science or starts in sleep. Holy. Or EEP. Is there a movie called EEP Pluribus Unum?
Science of Sleep of Faith.
Oh, Sleep of Faith. I get it. I like it. All right. Lord Weber, you need to name a movie, a motion picture, that ends with the word science or begins with the word faith.
Science of Sleep of Faith. I'm afraid I will be revealed as someone stupid if I cannot come up with a continuation of this title we are building.
I like to help out the first time players. Blank science?
What about weird science?
That's right! Have you seen that movie?
Thank you. Of course I have. Ask me how many times?
How many times?
One.
You're like Kelly Brock, just enough, just for that one time. Kelly LeBrock.
Kelly LeBrock.
Little LeBrock.
The wonderful French actress.
All right, we're cooking along. Here we go back around to Paul F. Tompkins. Oh, no, wait.
What happened to me?
Sorry, Gary. Sorry, Gary. I thought we had three titles on there. All right, so see something that ends in weird or begins with faith. Gary Marshall.
Ends in weird or begins with faith. It could begin with eighth. It could end in eared.
I can't think of one for either end.
Well, give
personally.
Me. I'm having a hard time thinking because you're talking while I'm trying to do it.
I'm sorry. I'll stop talking right
give
now
me,
and give you a chance
one
to
second.
Think.
I'm not going to run out the clock. Give me just a chance, and I think I got it.
Time's up.
I didn't get it.
That was rude of me, but
that's all
it
right.
It is a game.
It's right. We play by the rules. This is how things are done.
Yeah. So now we come back around to Paul F. Tompkins, and if you cannot add anything to the title, our winner will be Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Really? Oh, he got it. Well, you helped him.
I did, but he came up
no,
with...
No, I
he did
yes.
come up with weird.
That's true. That's fair.
And he's still sitting right there.
That's true.
We're talking about him as if he's gone.
Yes, I'm still here. Very rude. I see what you're saying, Geralt.
Weird science of sleep of... Well, I know there's something with faithful that I'm just not...
There's unfaithfully yours.
Yeah.
But I can't think of any faithful things.
There's got to be one, Doug.
Faith. Faith off. Faith.
That's what it was called in Barcelona.
All right, so with Weird Science of Sleep of Faith, a very short build-a title.
That sucks.
We have a winner, and his name is Lloyd Andrew. Lord Andrew Webber. So he gets to go first.
I trust the listener to read those in the proper fashion.
He gets to go first in the Leonard Maltin game, but before we play, could all three of you gentlemen, Paul knows how to do this, the other guys can follow his lead. Do we have name tags, you guys? Did you bring name tags? Please go out to the audience and select a name tag, a person
yes,
that you'd
guys,
like to play
here,
for.
Here's what you do.
Something that speaks to you. I'm sure everyone on the panel loves that sign with pot on it. The marijuana leaf. Probably not a good week to bring that. But, you know, try again next week. I'm sure there'll be a stoner on the panel. So, gentlemen, what's that thing you got, Ryan?
Yay.
What is that? It's a horse's head? And you got, and Ryan is in the mouth. That's interesting. Weird. All right, you guys are faster than most of the guests. Nicely done. Let's start with Mr. Marshall there on the end. He
I'm playing young lady for Kim, and I picked her because, first of all, it says pick me in parentheses under her name.
So you're very susceptible.
So I was like, there we go. Okay, I don't look. It's my first time. Maybe that's the way the game goes. And also, she wrote a name on a Woody Woodpecker card, and there's something about that that's so sad. I decided. Sad, I relate to Woody Woodpecker because he was a big deal and now nobody cares anymore. She made hundreds of pictures, this Woodpecker.
Then he let himself go and got out of the business. And then...
He's a cartoon.
Yeah, you should see him. And what did you pick?
I chose this
Lord
young fellow,
Weber.
This young fellow named Josh, who has taped out the name of some movie, and he's done it all the way around.
I think it's probably called Joshing Around, maybe?
Josh and Sam.
Josh and Sam.
Joshing Around. The only movie that would do worse than Josh and Sam is a movie called Joshing Around.
Mr. Marshall could make that work.
Then the word shithead is written. I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, so that'll be for the end of the program if you don't win on behalf of Josh and not Sam.
If it does not concern me, I do not need to know.
Yes. And then Paul Tompkins. This is a pretty clever one, I think.
Yes, this is an actual film can with some film in it.
Like a reel of film.
And there's a young lady named Tessa, and she says she loves movies.
Yeah. Oh, she's got a fucking...
I will tell you this. Tessa is one of my favorite names. I love that name. Oh, I think it's a beautiful name.
Thank
yes.
you.
Well, you're welcome, Tessa.
Oh. Also, you lucked out tonight, Tessa. I have a feeling you might be the winner. As long as we're handicapping
Don't
the race.
Don't be too sure.
Okay,
Don't
Gary.
Don't be too sure. I'm going to try my hardest for Kim and for Woody Woodpecker.
All right, so we're going to start with...
I will barely drive for Josh. Just letting you know.
Well, we'll start with you then.
Please, as it should be.
And you get to pick a category. Then we'll go to Gary Marshall and then around to Paul Tompkins.
I pick motion pictures.
Here we go. Great choice.
Thank you.
Would you like a motion picture that is about a body switch of
Ooh,
some sort?
Oh, the plot thickens!
Yes. It's called, the category is called I'm Inside You, and it's movies
I see.
Where two people switch bodies for, you know, magical reasons.
You've just named my favorite genre of film!
Do I just pick that category,
yes.
or would you like to hear two more?
No!
Okay.
Why would I?
Let's do it. I'm Inside You.
Body switching films for 1,000.
There's no real point designation, but that, okay.
There's no real point to life, Doug.
Is that what all your musicals are trying to say?
Yes. Why won't anyone understand?
3 stars from Mr. Leonard Maltin, very esteemed film critic here in this area of the
you
world.
You don't have to tell me who Mr. Leonard Maltin is.
I think I just did, though.
We are Skype friends.
That makes sense. 3 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie entertaining and souped up. I don't know what souped up means. And then he also says that the people who switch bodies give top-notch performances. And there are about 8 names, I think. 9 names. He lists 9 names.
I wonder if there was ever a film where someone changed bodies with a soup.
I believe it's 2 people. I don't think anyone changes into soup.
No one ends up in a can.
No.
For the duration of the film. There's not
no one gets painted by Andy Warhol.
And there's not alternately a sentient soup walking around in a human body.
The year again is 2003. Mm. How many names do you think you can get it in, Lord Lloyd?
I believe I can get that film in. How many names?
Out of 9.
I feel I can get that movie in 6 names.
I don't think you can.
How dare you!
But now we move on to Gary Marshall.
What? Who goes? So you tell me 6 names, and then I say, great.
No, you could say I can name it in less names and pick a lower number.
Oh, it's like a Name That Tune.
It's exactly like Name That Tune. Okay, finally,
why
somebody
didn't you say,
gets it.
Name That Tune. It's the simplest explanation.
It is, for anyone who knows what Name That Tune is.
So, I'm one of these people.
I have young guests.
Hey, why do they bother? All they're doing is listening to podcasts and getting high. Okay. This guy says six names?
This guy.
I'm going to say five names.
Excellent.
A conservative bit.
Yeah, but now we're going over to Paul F. Tompkins.
Yeah, I want
to
see what this idiot's going to do.
Multiple tournament of championships.
That's true.
Strong player.
Not this time, though.
Playing for Tessa, the name he loves. What do you think?
2003, souped up.
Mm-hmm. That's really a horrible clue.
Is it really?
I think so. I don't think it's souped up at all.
You don't think so?
Maybe it was. Maybe I missed the soup part.
See, it makes me think it's souped up from something else. I guess I got to go for it. I'm going to say, what did Mr. Marshall say?
He said five.
I'm going to say four names.
All right. Now we're back over to...
Paul F. Thompson. Name that movie.
Oh, he threw it down.
I guess so.
Picked up the game fast. Here's your four names. Ryan Malgarini. The great Ryan Malgarini. Rosalind Chow. Christina Vidal. And Stephen Tobolowsky.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I recently saw him naked on Californication.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
2003.
Mm-hmm.
And the performances are top notch by the leads.
This is a clue I like to throw out with this category because we've played it a couple times in other settings. It's one of six body switch movies that have existed in the history of cinema.
I'm worried about the year, but I want to say the Freaky Friday remake.
That is correct. And it's souped up compared
the original,
to the original.
Yes.
But the original was plenty souped.
No, it was. I think we're forgetting. There was a big water skiing scene in the original movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It was pretty souped up.
It was pretty souped up.
Yeah. The new Freaky Friday.
How quickly we forget Leonard Maltin.
Extra
I
soupy.
Chastise you on Skype.
Okay, so that means that...
That's the game! Hooray!
No,
everybody goes home.
No, it goes on. It builds excitement and tension. And
remind me to murder my grandson. After I fire him as my publicist.
So Paul Tompkins was challenged by Lord Weber and got the point. So we will start now with Mr. Marshall. What am I calling you?
Gary. For two more rounds.
Okay. We'll start with you, Gary, and then we'll go back around to Paul F. Tompkins. And maybe we'll see what happens after that. Would you like...
Glad you tacked that on at the end.
Mr. Marshall, would you like Roadhouse? That's the category of movies that have an RV in them. Because that, of course, is a roadhouse.
I think I get it.
You got it. No Shoes... That's the movies of Joey Pants or Johnny Legs, who some know as Joe Pantoliano and John Leguizamo. Yeah. So either Pants or Legs. No Service.
Here's how I know Joe Pantoliano as the discount Hector Elizondo.
So with him, he's in none of your films.
He's in none of my
Elizondo
films.
Because Elizondo is in every
I
one of them.
I got Hector. What do I need this guy for? He brings his own wigs. He doesn't wear a hat.
And the third choice, it's future guest. I assume he'll be a guest. I know him, sort of. Ed Helms is celebrating a birthday today.
Sure.
Star Andy Bernard on The Office. So which one of those would you like to play... Mr. Marshall.
I'm going to go with...
It's got an RV in it.
That doesn't appeal to me. I don't care for Joey Pants. I guess I'm left with Ed Helms.
You know the Ed Helms?
Hey, you know, I see things. They send me screeners.
2.5 stars for this movie that has Ed Helms amongst other people.
Len didn't like it.
2.5 is, you know.
It's right in the middle.
Yeah.
Little over to the good side. I guess I unfairly characterized
it. I think the other sister got 2.5. He says about this movie that it's jokey.
Sounds good.
And then he also says that it's, no kidding, a female empowerment story. Yeah. I can't believe he's worried people would think he was kidding that a movie could be a female empowerment story. Get this.
Hey, I'm from a time when that was a funny idea. And then I revolutionized the world with Laverne and Shirley. So you're welcome, women.
And then there, Leonard lists 14 names.
Boy, oh boy, I got a vague idea, but I'm going to play it close to the vest. And I'm going to say 14 names.
Smart, smart. Then we go to Paul F. Tompkins.
I guess I will go, I'll go with 10 names.
That's a good bit.
Whittle it down.
Yeah.
I shall go with the courage of a lord of the British Empire. With 6 names. Why are people making that noise?
Because a cat just walked in. Oh,
my word. It's like Elizabethan times.
So 10 names, you say?
What?
10 names?
Six.
6 names, sorry. And then Gary Marshall.
Okay, I'm going to say, name that movie. I'm curious to see what happens.
Me too. It's jokey. Did I say that already? And
yes.
It's really a female empowerment story deep down. 2.5 stars.
Now is he kidding about that?
2009. He's not kidding. No kidding.
None.
No. In parenthetical, no kidding.
Not even 3 kids.
And your 6 names are John Krasinski, Renee Zellweger, the aforementioned Ed Helms, Amy Poehler, Jeffrey Tambor, and Julie White. Julie White from 2009.
Very strange. From 2009, you say?
Yes.
Very recent in mankind's history.
If you've been a regular guest on the show, you might possibly catch on to the idea. I don't know how to. I don't want to give you too much of a clue, so forget what I'm saying.
Fair enough. I want to play fair and square.
Yeah. So disregard.
I don't want special treatment because I'm wearing an ermine cape.
How many ermine had to die for that? And what is that?
One big one.
A giant ermine.
Do you know? I've never bought a first-class ticket in my life, Duggery. I show up wearing the cape, and they automatically bump me up.
That's all it takes?
Without this cape, I'd be in steerage.
I don't think they have steerage on planes.
You know what I mean. It's all whatever's back there.
Back behind the thin curtain.
People in overalls, chickens and such.
All right, you have any idea there?
May I hear the names again? Mm-hmm. 2009, Joker, female empowerment, no kidding.
John Krasinski, Renee Zellweger, Ed Helms, Amy Poehler, Jeffrey Tambor, Julie White.
2009.
Renee Zellweger with shockingly low bidding for a 2009 venture.
Is it the movie Leatherheads?
Renee Zellweger and John Krasinski were both in that, but I believe they were second and third billed after George Clooney.
Yes.
Not so deep, but then, no, that's incorrect. And the rest of the names are Paul Rudd, Stephen Colbert, Rainn Wilson, Kiefer Sutherland, Will Arnett, Hugh Laurie, Seth Rogen, Renee Witherspoon, and it's called Monsters vs. Aliens.
And that's what I was trying to convey, is that they do voices, not
you
don't appear on camera.
You tricked me with an animated film dog. How dare you, but well played.
So that means the point goes to Gary Marshall?
Thank you. See, I figured there's going to be some cartoons in there. That's why Woody Woodpecker is a good spirit totem for me.
I got to keep track of this stuff. So Paul has a point.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah. Paul has a point and Gary has a point, right?
I think so. Who
okay.
cares?
All right. People care.
I kind of care.
Yeah. You always want to win. Yes. You're very competitive.
I just want to, you know what it is, Doug? I just want to play well. That's all.
Oh, well.
I just want to play well.
Okay.
If I play really well, maybe I'll win.
All right.
Well, I would like tonight,
I think you have a pretty good shot.
I would like to acquit myself nicely. That's all I care about.
Okay, that's fair.
Already feeling the sting of that build title where I really shot my mouth off about how easy it is. You're smart.
You are the one that said sleep of faith.
That's true.
You didn't good. Play. You didn't play Whatever ahead a few moves and think, oh, there's nothing that begins with faith. Yeah. But that's cool. Would you like, for a category, we will start with you, Paul, and then, okay. and then we'll go around to Gary, as we switch the order around. Would you like, at More Brutal Than You suggested Star Wars, which is, it's a little misleading, because it's movies with either Star or Wars in the title.
Oh, I would have thought it was the Star Wars movies. Very clever, More Brutal Than You.
Yeah, he really pulled that one off. And then... Also celebrating a birthday today, the great Ernest Borgnine is like 94 years old.
Still? What's this guy trying to prove?
You want to live out of, outlive everybody, don't you, Gary?
No, I can't believe I'm still here. What am I doing?
Just keep working with Ashton Kutcher every movie. And Four Letters is the other category. Movies with four letters in the title, like Spun, Salt, Mash, Milk.
Give me two more.
I want the four letters.
I can't think of two more. I mean, I know one more because I'm looking at it.
Sure.
and Leonard Maltin gave it 3 stars. It's from 2011. Just happened, yeah.
It's very recent.
Yeah, and this is interesting. He always gives like the country of origin kind of thing right mm-hmm. after the year. And this particular movie is U.S. French British. Yeah, terrible clue.
An Amera Franco.
Yeah,
English movie.
I don't know what's going on with that. And he says about this movie that it is funny and likable. And he also says that it was written by people who are in it. That's a lot of clues. Written by performers in the film. And it's from 2011, last year. And U.S., French, British, 3 stars. And there are 12 names.
For the listener... Doug does an adorable little thing. He's counting the names, and his little head bobs up and down as he counts them, looks at them, as he rests his eyes on each name.
Sometimes you can glance at it and figure out how many, but they do it in weird patterns that are hard to add up quickly sometimes. If it was just 2-2-2-2 or 3-3-3, right, yeah. I'd add it up faster. But it's 2-2-3-3-1.
So 2011, American,
and one
French.
More.
And one more French, American, English production. 4 letters in the title.
Uh-huh. From last year.
It is likable.
Uh-huh.
It is funny.
Uh-huh. Written by people who are in it. Some guy in the audience, oh, I know what it is.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is this how this works now?
I have a question about the category.
It's not animated.
I know. Come on, Doug.
Here we go.
Can articles be included in addition to the 4 letters in the title?
It's just 4 letters.
So it's not the something with 4 letters?
No, no, no.
Okay,
it's and something with 4 letters. No, it's just four letters. Just one word, four letters.
God damn it.
Milk spun mash.
Milk spun mash.
12 names.
Oh, I forgot about the bidding. I'm sitting here like, I gotta name it.
I can name that movie in 9 names.
All right.
Yeah, is it to me? I am sitting to this gentleman's left.
But who challenged
it's
you on
me,
the last
right?
one? Yeah, it's Gary.
I don't remember. Who pays attention? I got a Woody Woodpecker staring at me like the grim specter of death over here. Is it me?
Yes.
What did he say?
I forgot. Paul, what did you say?
I believe I said 9 names.
Okay. He said 9
the
names.
Audience, did I say 9 names?
Yeah. Yeah.
People are nodding and also saying yes.
Okay.
For the listener.
Mr. Marshall, it's 9
Please
names.
Please call names. Me Gary. Who cares? 7 names.
Lloyd Webber.
There's only 2 variations of my name left.
I can't say his name right to save my life.
I will say 1 less than Mr. Marshall just said. Whatever he said.
So now what are we down to? 6, 5, 5, 5, 5.
I'm going to say Andrew Lloyd Webber named that movie.
How dare you? This is unheard of.
I think he might get it. I think he has a shot at this.
Thank you, Douglas, for having faith in me.
I'm not even going to give you the clues again. The names are Seth Rogen, Blythe Danner, Joe Latrulio, and Bill Hader. There's 4 letters in the name.
Now, I have seen this particular film, and I found it to be both funny and likable.
And French and British.
And now I discovered it was written by the people who made it. That film is named Paul.
That is correct. How could Paul F. Tompkins fuck that one up?
That's embarrassing. Well, why would French people be mixed up in the making of that movie?
It's such an awful clue. It's such a terrible clue. But exciting Leonard Maltin game with you fellas.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I guess so.
That worked out
I'll
pretty good.
I'll take your word for it.
And the guy who won is the person playing for the only person that wrote their shithead on the back of their thingy. Yeah. So let's give the prize bag to
Josh.
Not Sam. Where's Josh at?
What? This is unprecedented. Who cares?
Hold on a second. So technically, I kind of still won.
We gotta do one more fucking round of this shit.
Why? Good.
But this is the tiebreaker.
This is it. This is it can't go on anymore. We've gone over our allotted time. Apologies to Comedy Bang Bang. This is why I don't have an open door policy. Because this kind of thing happens. So, holy shit. Sorry, Josh. I was just joshing around when I said you were the winner. And so we have to play another round. And so, Lord. Andy, Jellicoe Andy.
Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Okay. You won that point.
Thank you.
And who's asked you to name it? Paul F. Tompkins?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll start with Gary. We'll start with Mr. Marshall. And then we'll go to the
Lord. Please call me Gary.
Then we'll go to the Lord.
I'm so tired of being awake.
How do you think I feel? I'm praying for death.
I said you're tired of being awake, not me.
Oh, good point. Yeah. Good call.
Okay, would you like, as a category, Wayne's World?
Sure. That's... Let's go. Do it.
This is movies with the Wayans brothers.
I know. Go. What else would it be?
Are you familiar with them? Have you ever worked with them?
Probably. Jamie Foxx, does that count?
Since you've worked with him more than once,
he's
yes.
He's like Wayans adjacent.
They sort of got, they're probably jealous of him. They gave him a start pretty
sure,
much.
Sure, they should be.
Mm-hmm.
He's done very well for himself.
2.5 stars for this movie.
So Len kind of liked it.
That's got some Wayans in it. Just slightly past.
That's right.
Halfway.
It's over
slightly
the good
better
stuff.
Than. That's fair. And he says about this movie that it is lowbrow.
Really?
Oh, with the Wayans?
Hold on a second.
We don't have time. And and he also says that this movie, let's see.
Is no good.
Oh, this is a weird clue. I feel like I've done this one on the show recently. But
based on the novel by Jane Austen?
Though, he says, the fact that the Motion Picture Association gave this an R surprised even Hollywood. I don't know in what way it surprised them.
In what? Oh,
like if they thought it was too dirty or too clean for an R. I don't know. But 2.5 stars. The year's 2000. It's got some Wayans in it, and Leonard Maltin gives us a healthy 13 names.
I can name that movie in zero names.
Gary Marshall. How do you do it? Now we go to the Lord. Now this is, I'll explain this to you as succinctly as I can. You can go,
The negative names?
Yes.
It has been explained to me.
Wow, you really absorbed the rules quite nicely.
I checked in with Gary Marshall's grandson, who is my publicist.
So what are you going to do there with that strong zero names bid by...
I say, Gary Marshall, name that movie. Good. Is it Little Man?
Is that really what you think it is?
Sure, who cares?
I'm glad it worked out the way it did, because our winner is Josh, who is being played for by Lord.
May I guess what the film is?
Please.
Is it White Chicks?
No. Does Paul F. Tompkins have a guess?
Let me take a guess. Is is it the Lady Killers?
No, but Marlon Wayans, Sean Wayans, Marlon Wayans, they're in there. David L. Lander was one of the names in the movie, the guy who played
Squiggy. Squiggy! What's yeah. Squiggy doing in there?
He's got a small part in a film called Scary Movie. Scary Movie, which was really a disgusting, like, had really dirty jokes in it, so that's why they were surprised it got an R, I think. Because it's really...
Wait, it had really dirty jokes, but they were surprised it got an R?
Like, it squeaked by and got the R instead of an X.
The jokes were that dirty!
Have you ever had that problem, Gary Marshall?
I think when I was doing Young Doctors in Love, there was an extended decapitation scene where a guy had sex with the neck hole.
All right, where's Josh? Where's Josh at? There you go, buddy. Congratulations. Can we get Kim and Tessa up here? Now this is the part where I beg you not to call Gary Marshall a shithead. Here, just write it down right here. There you go. Just jot it down in the blank space provided.
This is Tessa's handler came up. Wait, this is Kim. Who was that other guy? The guy, the two girls came up and then that guy. Was that Josh that came up? What, somebody, it could be Jack Ruby coming up here for all I know.
Wow, this is really elaborate. She had
down a long.
All right, did you get
point.
It all in there? Okay, it's specific and vague at the same time.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it'll be fun. You guys want your name tags back? You're just like, I just left them here. Forget that shit. all right, Cake Boss. I would like to.
What's that?
I would like to
is that
plug
a catchphrase of this thing.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes a guest comes by and says that. If you want to play the Leonard Maltin game against Graham Elwood, we're going to be at the Portland, Oregon club called Helium on February. I know, Helium.
An audible gasp.
February 2nd and 3rd, and we'll be at the Palace Station again in Vegas on Monday, February 6th. So come check those out if you're around there. Do you guys have anything to plug, Paul F. Tompkins?
When does this drop, Doug? I know I always ask
Friday.
This Friday? I will be. There's still some tickets left, although they're going very fast, and I haven't really been plugging this that much.
Saturday, February 11th at Largo, I will be doing previewing my new hour that I'm going to be taking on the road in May. And that's going to be at Largo, the Coronet. February 15th, I'm very excited about this. If you're familiar with the Super Ego podcast, they're doing a live version of that in Vancouver as part of the Vancouver Comedy Festival, and I will be joining them for that. That is two shows on February 15th, and all tickets are available at paulftompkins.com.
Nice. I did a... clap for that. I did a... I'm going to do a Douglas Movies at that same festival on, like, a, I think on the opposite weekend, because if you were around, of course, I would try to get you to participate.
I won't be.
Yeah, you won't be. So, but...
I, of course, have my new reality series where I'm trying to find the next Jesus Christ to play Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, okay. For a second there, I thought you were just looking for... The next one, the next real Jesus Christ.
If we do happen to find the real Jesus Christ, I won't be upset.
And Gary Marshall?
What is it? New Year's Eve is coming out on Blu-ray, and I'm praying for death.
Thank you very much to my guests. And as always... Rum Tum Tugger is a shithead.
How dare you!
And a lot of the Republican presidential nominees is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another coffee. Eyes of old as you and prowess makes him cocky. There.